Hey, LifePoint Church. My name is Kevin Hover, and I'm one of the Campus Life pastors at our Delaware campus. Today, we're going to take a look at Jesus' words in John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, and how this plays a foundational role in authentic Christian community. To provide some context to this passage, Jesus is sharing his last meal with his disciples before he is betrayed by Judas and handed over to be crucified. Jesus then proceeds to say in verses 34 and 35, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Notice that he says, "A new commandment I give you." Perhaps you might be wondering, how is this a new commandment when the Mosaic Law states that we are to love our neighbor as ourselves in Leviticus 19:18, and we are to love God with all of our heart, soul, and might in Deuteronomy 6:5. Jesus even refers to these as the two greatest commandments in Matthew chapter 22, verse 40. So why would Jesus say that he is giving us a new commandment? The key in understanding what Jesus meant when he called this a new commandment is found in verse 34, where he says, "Even as I have loved you, you are to love one another." When viewed from this perspective, it becomes pretty clear that the command to love my neighbor as myself and loving God with every part of my being is nothing when compared to how Jesus has loved me. But what is it about the love of Jesus that goes so far beyond what you or I are capable of? If we take a look in just a couple chapters later, in John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13, Jesus says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." We know from the Gospels that Jesus willingly sacrificed his own life to pay the penalty for sins, remove the power of sin, and eliminate the presence of sin for every person who has given their life to Christ. And it is that type of sacrificial love that he wants his disciples to exhibit to one another, because it is a reflection of his ultimate sacrifice, which has taken away every sin for the person who has surrendered his or her life to Christ. We see this type of sacrificial love for one another illustrated throughout the church in the book of Acts. People gathered together in homes, they cared for one another, they gave a portion of what they owned to one another, they sacrificed their time for the good of their small groups. And that is one of the reasons why we want everyone who calls LifePoint their home to be involved in a life group. We are able to carry out Jesus' command by loving one another sacrificially as we gather together in life groups in the same way as we see in the early church. So what does it look like to those of us who are in Christ to love sacrificially? Does that mean we must literally give up our own physical lives? If we live in a place that is hostile toward Christianity, that might possibly be the case. And we see numerous examples of that throughout the history of the church. However, for the majority of us, we will not be faced with literally giving up our physical lives for our faith, but all of us who find our identity in Christ are given Jesus' command to love one another as he has loved us. And this kind of sacrificial love is different from the way that the world loves. All of us are born into this world with a broken view of love because we experience everything from a self-centered point of view. In other words, our love for another person is conditional based on what the other person will provide us. In general, we will love another person until the other person fails us, no longer brings us happiness, or we become interested in someone else who brings us more happiness. But a Christ-centered love is a selfless kind of love and can only truly come from those who are in Christ. It is a sacrificial kind of love because it costs the person something to love in this kind of way. To put others' needs ahead of our own in a benevolent kind of way is to love sacrificially and is not consistent with the self-centered kind of love that comes from the brokenness of sin. The best relationships are those where both people live in mutual submission to one another in loving sacrifice, and that is what God has designed you and I for. It is this kind of love that Jesus wants his people to be known by. So how do we put this kind of sacrificial love into practice? Jesus says in Luke 9:23 that if anyone wants to come after him, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him daily. Therefore, the first step to sacrifice our life to Christ is by turning from our way of living, turning toward Christ, and trusting him with our life. Otherwise, we are simply unable to love sacrificially in the way that Jesus commands us. For those who have given their life to Christ, the Lord has equipped us with his Holy Spirit to love sacrificially, but it is a choice. We can choose to love out of the selfishness of our fleshly hearts, or we can choose to allow the Holy Spirit to empower us to love in a way that puts others ahead of ourselves. Learning to love sacrificially is a lifelong discipline that none of us will ever fully master, but it is something that we can continuously grow in and experience God in the process of that growth. As I have grown in this area over the years, I recognize that it's so easy to slip back into that self-centered kind of love, simply because of the way in which sin has corrupted my thought patterns. So in order to help me continue to grow and mature in sacrificial love, I spend time meditating upon these following questions. Number one, does the attitude of my heart reflect a self-centered kind of love or a selfless kind of love toward others? Number two, in what ways am I currently experiencing Christ's love for me so that I may grow in loving others in the way that he has loved me? Number three, in what ways am I currently living or currently giving up my time, talent, and treasure for the people in my life group? Does this kind of sacrificial love bring me joy, or am I secretly resenting it and seeing it as an unwanted burden? And number four, if I have a negative attitude towards life group, what is at the source of that negative attitude? And what action do I need to take to be freed from that negative attitude? And so learning to love the way that Christ has loved us is a lifelong journey, and it is one that allows us to experience God's kingdom here on earth when brothers and sisters in Christ are loving one another in this kind of way. Let us take a moment to pray. God, we thank you that you have created us for relationships. We thank you you have modeled what true sacrificial love is through Christ, and we ask that you guide us as we live our daily lives. Help us to live in a sacrificial way, loving one another, and so in doing that, that the world would see that something is different with us, and that it glorifies you in that process. And we thank you for giving us the opportunity and privilege to grow together in a small group community and with life groups. And we give you all the glory. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.